Why did Dr. George Washington Carver reject a $100,000 salary?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
In the early 1920s, Thomas Edison offered to pay Dr. George Washington Carver $100,000 to work for him. Dr. Carver turned it down. He felt God wanted him to keep teaching African Americans at Tuskegee Institute. He also refused to patent the vast majority of his discoveries. He said, "Why should I hold on to them if God gave them to me?" Dr. Carver was a man of great faith. Another man of enormous faith was the patriarch Abraham. God spoke to him 4,000 years ago. We read this in Genesis chapter 12. The Lord had said to Abram, "Leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. All the families on earth will be blessed through you." Abram departed as the Lord had instructed him. The book of Hebrews tells us that the man left without knowing where he was going. Abraham was a man of great faith in God. As a result, God used his family to be a blessing to the entire world. Throughout history, God has delighted to use individuals and groups to accomplish his purposes. God wants to bless and use each of us in some unique way. But like Abraham and Dr. Carver, we must choose to trust and obey God's will.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com